Hey, happy Friday, Delaware. It is Delaware City Digest. I am Lee, and without Bob this week, we're going to try and muddle through somehow. But, man, I brought the A-team with me, especially this time of year. Lori Johnson is with us. Lori, of course, is the City of Delaware Income Tax Administrator. Lori, welcome back to the Digest.
Thank you. Good morning.
I love having you on, but maybe some of our listeners out there aren't crazy about the tax lady being
on.
What?
I know. Are you kidding? No.
Nah, man. She's great. But Lori's on. We're going to talk taxes. It is tax season, and we'll talk about City of Delaware income taxes and everything you need to know. So looking forward to that. But how's the season been so far?
So far, so good. Busy. Very busy. Lots of phone calls, lots of questions, a lot of new residents asking questions. So that's good. That's a good thing.
It is. It's good to get those questions and everything. So awesome. Looking forward to talking to Lori. But before we do that,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Oh, they went wild. That is correct. So, Lori, April 1st will be, I know April 15th is a big day, but April 1st is going to be a big day for the City of Delaware.
Why?
Why? I'm glad you asked, Lori. April 1st, grab the kids and get to the window, the citywide street sweeping program begins.
What?
Yes, the seasonal spring sweep begins on April 1st. And in all seriousness, this is an important program. It is, it helps our, keeps our our storm sewers functioning properly, keeps all the debris and gunk out of them. You know, last year, Lori, how many tons of debris did we collect, you might wonder?
I do wonder. How much?
Well,
how many?
I'm glad you asked that. 242 tons of crud. Off the streets.
Awesome.
Most importantly, we kept that out of the storm drains,
right,
which feed into our waterways and all that. So, yeah, 242 tons were collected in 2024. And to do that, they traveled 2,500 miles through the city.
Wow.
Up streets, down streets. Yeah. So, anyway, street sweeping begins on Tuesday, April 1st. And we'll take about 5 weeks to complete that, and it'll be, we'll begin with Monday's trash route streets and then continue to Tuesday's trash routes, Wednesday, Thursday, and progress through to cover the five routes. It'll take about, as we said, 5 weeks, and that begins on Tuesday, April 1st. Also on April 1st, the golf course opens.
Yay! Hidden Valley. I'm a golfer.
I know.
I like golf. I'm happy to see the golf course open.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been doing some work out there.
Yes, they have. A waterway, a kind of a stream restoration project with assistance from the Ohio EPA. The pond in front of Nine Green was never really an effective water transportation. It just was sort of created for the course. It didn't function adequately as a waterway, and it inhibited what the watershed should do. So what they've done is kind of starting at the edge of, what would that be, 2 fairway, if we're going on to the next hole, where the waterway comes down from 36 and cuts across the in front of the tee there on 1, and then creates the pond, or the pond is created and then continues on to the Delaware Run. They've created, now they've reworked that into a stream and kind of wetlands area or marsh area.
Ooh, I was hoping you were going to say the pond was gone.
It is gone.
But there's still wet.
Yes,
areas.
There's still water. Ooh, there's okay. Still waterway. There's still a hazard. And it still will be challenging off of that tee. But
okay.
It will have a different look, and they're finishing that up. It looks marvelous. In fact, one of the other benefits is They have reworked the path of the stream and has extended the driving range.
Nice.
So now you can hit, maybe you can't hit the driver.
Oh, come on! I know. You don't know what I can do.
Your power game, Lori. But
yeah, it's there.
Exactly. But the driving range has been refigured a little bit, and you'll be able to hit longer clubs. And it also, you know, the big benefit, other than the fact maybe you don't lose as many flying ladies or top flights, is it's a healthier stream now. It's a healthier waterway, aquatic habitat. Everybody's happy, including golfers.
Amen.
So anyway, yeah. So all that April 1st, you can get your first look at that when Hidden Valley opens. Also on April 1st.
Busy day.
Very important. All the public bathrooms will be open in the parks. So restrooms. Hey, don't laugh. We get asked about this. When we close them in the fall, and yeah, there's a lot of walkers and so forth, but restrooms will reopen on April 1st in those parks that have them. So all that in April 1st. let's see. Also, speaking of waterways, the Olentangy River Festival is upcoming. That will be on June 21st in the city of Delaware, and it's an awesome event, Saturday, June 21st. At Mingo Park, it celebrates our Olentangy River and the river watershed. It's put on by our Public Utilities Department. This is a free family event, and you can get involved if you'd like in two ways. There are nominations are open for conservation awards. These are awards handed out by the festival committee to individuals or businesses or organizations that have a commitment to environmental stewardship and cleaner waterways. That information is available at DelawareOhio.net, and those nominations are open through April 18th. There's also a rain barrel raffles again this year, and if you'd like to sponsor or paint a rain barrel, you can do so. And again, that information is at DelawareOhio.net. So all that coming up with the Watershed Festival.
Cool.
Neat stuff. So, all right. Hey, Lori Johnson is in the house. We're going to talk income tax and all that good stuff. Much more after these messages. Hey, we're back. It is The Digest. I'm Lee. Lori Johnson is in the chair with me this week. Lori is ably, more than ably, filling in for Bob. Bob is out. And it's great timing because it is income tax season in the city of Delaware. And Lori always has such helpful information about what's going on with specifically municipal income tax as it relates to the city of Delaware. First of all, Lori, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate being asked back.
Wouldn't be April or near April without having you on.
That's and right.
Another tax season is upon us. Before we get into it, Lori, give us the 101 basics on City of Delaware income tax. How many filers? Sort of that, we'll call it the first page of the website information.
Gotcha. So, it's tax time again. We, the tax department, see around 22 to 24,000 income tax returns a year. That's not only from individuals, but that's also from businesses, employers as well. Individuals who are residents of the city of Delaware, this is a reminder that we do have mandatory filing for residents. So if you're a resident, we want to see you get your tax return in on or before April 15th, preferably before April 15th, because we do get busy that day. So if you're one of those folks that takes advantage of our assistance free at the Delaware City Income Tax Department and City Hall, we'd love to see you. Bring your federal tax return, bring your W-2s, come on down to City Hall Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we'd love to help you complete your Delaware tax return.
You know what? One of the, you just said it there, and I think one of the important things about City of Delaware tax collection and in our approach is you can come down to City Hall and talk to somebody.
Yes.
About your taxes, and specifically somebody that's in the tax office. And I mean, that sounds very basic, but that face-to-face interaction and conversation, if you choose, is available. And it's something I know it's important to you, Lori, and your staff really does a great job of making themselves approachable and making taxes understandable.
Oh, thanks. We try. And it is important to us that people understand their Delaware taxes, but we want to be available to answer questions, help with the ins and outs. And we'd rather you ask or come to us for assistance than, you know, assume or, you know, file something that we have to send you a letter later and correct. So, yeah.
We'll do this at the end, but just to put kind of a bow on those basics, the tax office, again, located at City Hall on the ground floor, 1 South Sandusky Street. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Extended hours on April 15th.
Right, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. So come on in that day if you'd like. We will be there 8 to 7. We do expect a line, so plan on waiting a little bit. We will have a second window this year, so trying to get folks in and out as quickly as we possibly can. The best way to help us help you is to come prepared. So bring your federal tax return, bring your W-2 forms. Those should be printed. If you bring them on your phone, it's really hard to assist you. You can upload them to your online account, but you can't just hold up your phone to the window there at the tax counter and say, here's my W-2. We really need you to print it ahead of time. So think about that and having those documents printed and bring them with you to the tax office.
You just touched on something, Lori. I think people listening might be surprised is we will assist. We'll actually help you fill out your city income tax form.
Yeah, we just do it for them. Absolutely. You know, if you have questions and you want to try to do it, I think that's great. We'll answer all your questions. But if you just want us to do it, all you got to do is slide that paperwork through the window. So here you go, and we'll do it for you.
But bring those other documents, that, like you yes. said, is that fairly common in the tax world in Central Ohio that offices will do that, provide that service?
So I don't know about common, but I do think most municipalities in the state that collect an income tax, they want to be helpful. They want to do what helps you and helps them to collect that tax. And so, yeah, I think a lot of them do.
We're talking taxes with our City of Delaware Income Tax Administrator, Lori Johnson. Lori, what's new this year or things that our residents should be aware of? I know that's a kind of a very general question, but what would you like our residents to know about this season?
So what might be important for individuals who are under the age of 18 is that as of January 1st of 2024, they're exempt from municipal taxation. So if a young adult is listening right now, or more likely their parent is listening right now, and their employer withheld Delaware tax, they shouldn't have for the 2024 tax year. Those individuals need to file with us and get a refund of that tax paid.
And that is important. I know that was something council was very eager to see enacted and took action on. Another, I know we'll get to it, but the e-file and the e-pay, the e-file option is about five to how many years ballpark?
So really, we started offering e-filing 2012, 2014. I mean, it's been a good long while. We have a tool online.
Yeah.
We call it Tax Connect. So folks can go in and e-file their own return directly with the city. For individuals who hire someone, we are now starting to accept some of those paid professional e-filed returns, not from all of them. It depends on the type of software that paid professional uses, but some of those are e-filed as well. And we are seeing more and more people e-file all the time, which is a great thing. It's quick, it's secure, and it's helpful for us, you know, to have you e-file so all that information is uploaded. We can look at it electronically and hopefully process, and if you're due a refund, those tend to go faster if they're electronically filed.
And again, we're talking e-file, and that, like everything else we're talking about in our segment today, is you can go to the DelawareOhio.net website. There's a whole section on income tax and find this information and those important links. The Delaware City income tax is 1.85%. People are required to file in the City of Delaware.
Yes.
And that is a pretty standard requirement, but that surprises some.
So it's not standard everywhere in the state of Ohio. There are some municipalities like Columbus, for example. If you're fully withheld, you don't owe Columbus any additional tax, you don't have to file. We don't do that. We do have mandatory filing. And we do get that question sometimes, why? Mostly, I think, because we have a reduced credit. So if you're an individual living in Delaware, you're working somewhere else, you're paying tax to that other city, you do get some credit for tax paid to that other city. However, it's not a full credit, so you're going to still owe something to Delaware. So we require our residents to file, and then we can see the income and credits and whether they do or don't owe any additional tax.
Our senior listeners out there may be curious what their requirements are. If they're a retired Delaware resident, do they need to file a return?
Once they've filed and shown that they're fully retired, they have no taxable income, then no, they don't. We change their status to retired. We don't expect them to file. We prefer they don't file unless something changes. If they decide to go back to work, maybe they invest in a rental property, Maybe they go gambling and have some big winnings, which is taxable income. Then they would need to file and report that.
You touched on that, Lori, and that might be something that you're seeing, something that needs to be accounted for, is the propensity for more gambling taking place in the state of Ohio and among our residents.
It is. We're seeing so much of that with sports betting, online sports betting, especially being a big deal for folks. I don't know anything about it. I have the worst luck ever. But for anybody who's winning, that is taxable income. So we need you to file and be sure to report that because that is taxable.
And you talked about it, and this was up. This came up during the election time last year. The tax credit, is it credit given? And just once more, Lori, explain how we operate in the city of Delaware as far as a credit for living in the city and working somewhere else.
Okay. So individuals who live here and work elsewhere and pay tax to that other city do get some credit for tax paid to that other city. But again, it's not a full credit. It's a credit up to 50%. It's 50% of the tax due to Delaware or 50% of the tax paid to the other city, whichever is less. So it depends on where they're working. But it is some credit. A majority of our folks work in a city that has a higher rate than Delaware. So Columbus, for example, Columbus has a 2.5% rate higher than us. So they get the maximum credit that Delaware allows, which is half of our rate, or 0.925%.
We're talking about e-file and all things that are, it's all electronic now. But if you want a form, paper forms, and do we still do that?
So paper forms are available. You can always go to the website and print it. You can stop by City Hall and you can pick one up. They're available on the counter out in the lobby. If you contact us, call us or email us and say, hey, I need you to mail me a form, we will do that for you.
So in your experience, are there common mistakes that you see that filers make that can be easily corrected?
Probably the biggest mistake we see is that credit. Most folks want to take full credit for tax paid to other cities, and they think they're getting a refund. And then we have to adjust the return and let them know, no refund due, but you do owe more in tax to Delaware, which is unfortunate. It's not the news they want to hear all the time, but sometimes that's the reality of the situation. So that's a common mistake. Omitting income that they think isn't taxable, that happens sometimes, but there are just as many people, maybe not just as many, but a lot of people who include income that's not taxable. So let's talk about that if we have a second. Mm-hmm. So talking about retired folks, individuals who take distributions from retirement accounts, that income's not taxable. Your Social Security benefits, not taxable. There's a few other things that we don't tax that sometimes folks want to include, but the big one, being retirement benefits, yeah, don't include that on your return. That's non-taxable income.
Someone brings in their forms, is it like in a cigar box or?
So we've seen maybe not quite a cigar box, but we've seen some really ratty looking envelopes that are stained with. We don't know what. I guess I really don't want to know. I did have someone bring in something last year that their dog had urinated on the envelope. And
oh, I see.
Yeah, it was.
Were they sending a message?
It was an accident.
Oh, okay.
They were unaware.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I know that there are those that work in the city and pay taxes and work outside of the city. And then there are those that might be in what is called a JED district. Cool. So explain again, this has nothing to do with the Clampets or the Beverly Hillbillies, but what is a JED? Explain a JED district to me.
Okay, so JED stands for Joint Economic Development District, and that's a area, it's got defined boundaries, where typically a township and a municipality go in together to impose an income tax on businesses in that area, employees working in that area, and sometimes residents living in that area. So Delaware partnered with Berkshire Township years ago, and we administer a JED income tax out there in Berkshire Township near the Tanger Outlet Mall. So for a long time, from 2016 till last year, It was just the outlet mall out there. So businesses and employees working at the outlet mall were paying that JET income tax. But as of January 2024, we now have individuals living out there in the JET. So several apartment buildings are out there. So lots of residents now out there. And the JET income tax applies to them too. So they will have to file an annual return. They'll pay tax. They also get a credit for tax paid to other cities, up to 50% of the tax due to Delaware.
I'm sure there's some listening. Wait a minute. That doesn't seem right. How can I be paying City of Delaware taxes if I work in closer to Sunbury or Galena or something? And as Lori explained, this was we are the administrator of this tax that we were asked to be part of by the township or by that entity.
Correct. Yeah.
Because they're unable, townships by Ohio law are unable to collect an income tax. They came to us and said, would you administer this tax on that area, that specific district? And for that, we receive an administrative fee of that one point. And it's the collection rate is 1.85, the City of Delaware rate. And that is the partnership that is in place. And it, again, is the Tanger area on either side of 36, 37, east of 71, in the eastern part of Delaware County. It's kind of confusing, and I didn't do a very good job of explaining it, but Lori sure did. And if you want to know more, it is important to know this because we need to keep track of those people.
We do, and it's harder because those are all rental units out there. Right now, they've got about 1,200 units, not all full, not all completely constructed, but there are people out there. We're expecting around 230 individuals to file a 2024 JED income tax return. And then for 2025, that number will be closer 12 to 1,400.
And again, if you're listening and you are one of those people, you can find more information on that responsibility at DelawareOhio.net income tax, and you'll see the information specific to the JED district. Lori, in the time we had left, I think, maybe we should have done this at the beginning. It's important to point out where does that tax money go in the City of Delaware? It doesn't, it pays for important city services.
Yeah, city services. So last year we collected right around $42 million in income tax revenue. And that money goes into our, general fund, into our parks and rec fund, into our fire fund. And then those services that the city provides are funded at least in part by, the city income tax. Fire department, that's a big one. Parks and rec, again. But the police department and roads and parks and, things that we love about the City of Delaware, a lot of that is funded through city income tax.
Exactly. So those services, that quality of life that we all enjoy in the City of Delaware is funded through those taxes that we all pay. So and Lori and her awesome staff administer. One more time, let's go through the important information. Tax day, April 15th.
April 15th. It's a Tuesday. The office is open from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. The office is in City Hall, which is at 1 South Sandusky Street. If you want to come in and have us complete your return, we'd be happy to do that. Please bring with you a copy of your federal tax return and all your W-2 forms. And, bring some patience with you. Expect to stand in line for a little bit. We'll try to move you through as fast as we can. If you happen to come in just to make a payment or drop something off, make sure you speak up, drop that off. That way you can get on your way and get out the door and you don't stand in line. We look forward to seeing everybody before or maybe on April 15th.
I was just going to say, you don't have to wait till the
15th. Yeah, don't wait till the
15th. If you'd like to come in today, Lori and her staff will be in there and love to see you before the 15th.
Yeah, now's a good time. We're busy, but not as busy as we will be that Monday and Tuesday, 14th and 15th.
Well, Lori, we'll let you get back to take care of all those customers and appreciate all you do, you and your staff. They do such a great job. And
thank you.
And very busy time, but thanks for giving us a few minutes here on the Digest.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, we'll be back again next week. Bob will be in the house, and who knows what kind of shenanigans he'll bring with him. Looking forward. We'll see everybody next week on the Digest.